Father, as always, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light. Let it shine in our hearts this morning and understanding into our spirit and soul. Give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. The amazing wonders of praise. And some of you have heard, you know, some of these before from time to time, but especially, you know, when the Lord does some great things for us, we got to praise him. And when we're waiting for some great things from the Lord, we got to praise him. So it works both ways. We use praise to boost up our prayers sometimes. And then we use praise in our art of thanksgiving to the Lord. Sometimes when prayers alone can't do it, we come back with praise to the Lord. It's a dynamic duo. When you combine your faith with praise, powerful stuff. And always a good thing. We've covered in this room stories about praise, stories of, Jehoshaphat, how he used his praises to get himself the victory. I mean, we covered things like that. That story you will find in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You know, we've covered praises. There are all occasions when people use praises to get themselves victory. Just like Jehoshaphat, there was also the story of Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 when they were in prison. The Bible says that at midnight they prayed and they sang praises unto the Lord. I mean, you know, rather than being despondent and rather than being discouraged because now they were thrown into prison, they actually turned it into, I mean, when you have some downtime in your hands and you can't do anything else, then what can you do? Well, there are two things that you can always do. You can always pray. You can always praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, they put these guys in prison. They can't do anything. They can't preach to anybody right there. You know, put them in prison because they cast out a divination spirit and all of that. And they are preaching the word of the Lord. So right now, they can't preach. They are in prison. Who are you going to preach to? Preach to the walls of the prison? No, you can't do it. But your spirit of prayer is always with you. And the spirit of praise is always with you as well. So they said, well, we are going to praise the Lord. And as they began to praise the Lord, we know what the Lord did. He sent an angel and broke the fetters and the chains and the doors of the prison and all of that. My goodness, you know, that's a powerful depiction of praise. And God is showing us through the Word of God in many different places where praising wrought the victory. People even sing this song at midnight. Paul and Silas prayed and they sang praises unto God, you know, and they were not silent about the praise because the Bible said the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately all the doors were open. Not only Paul and Silas's, even your praise will bring deliverance to others. Bring deliverance to you. Check this story out in Acts 16. Let's read it together. You know, Acts 16, you know, from verse, they threw in a jail, but the place I'm reading now is from verse 25. While they were in the prison, they began to pray. And not only were their own bands loosed, the bands of everyone else too. The Bible says here, in verse 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. The door was closed. Not Silas, but everyone. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he said, wow, my goodness. I lost all the prisoners on my watch. So he drew out his sword, ready to fall on his own sword, because he thought all the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm. We're all here. I wonder how the, I mean, the prisoners, they were just there. Think about that. Why didn't, I mean, you know, that prison doors were open. They should have all rushed out. There should have been a stampede. But somehow, everybody was just, I mean, amazed at what had happened. And they were there. Well, Paul and Silas knew what happened. But I don't know if the other prisoners knew what happened. But they were there anyway. Dumbfounded, everybody was there. And they gave glory to God. And you see how the power of God, through praises, broke the prison doors and brought deliverance, set captives free. And that story depicts how praises can set captives free. The story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 depicts how praises can bring you the victory that you are waiting for. You know, I mean, we can praise the Lord after the battle. And we can praise the Lord before the battle. There's very many different ways. You know, I gave a lesson here in this room a couple months ago. The wilderness of Tekoa, you know, and the valley of Barakah. They went out to the victory, for the victory in the wilderness. And then they came back and praised the Lord again, you know, for, I mean, several days they were praising the Lord. So Jehoshaphat was one person that knew how to use the praising of the Lord, both to get the victory and also the praising of the Lord even after the victory. I mean, they praised the Lord with high intensity even after the victory. Now, that's something that we don't do. You know, when I gave that lesson, that was what I focused on. People don't praise the Lord with intensity, the same intensity that we use when we are praying for things from the Lord. I mean, when you are really distressed, you know, when you are praying over a life and death matter, say, for instance, you know, healing or something or some, you know, thing that's happening that's really, you know, hanging over your head, maybe yourself, your family, and things like that. I mean, how we really go to God in prayer and cry out to Him. And that's wonderful. We talked about that yesterday. Crying out to God with tears of faith, that's perfect. Nothing wrong with that. In fact, Lord promised and gave us a word yesterday that He's going to turn all of that around to a harvest of joy. But now that you heard that word, can you, and we prayed here in the room yesterday with intensity, you know, can we also praise the Lord with the same kind of intensity after the Lord gives us the victory? Or even before, you know, you can praise Him for what He has already done. You can also praise Him for what you are expecting, you know, from the Lord. We see different aspects of that. David was a man that knew how to praise the Lord. My goodness. I mean, all of the things, if you put it all together, all the things that he wrote, and even the sons of Asaph with him in those Psalms, my goodness, how to praise the beauty of holiness and how to praise the name of the Lord, how to make the Lord's name glorious. We did a room like that a couple weeks ago, making his praise glorious. This is all good stuff, you know, that we need to do from time to time. Today, I'm actually going to read to you a special writing. Some of you may be familiar with this. Powerful stuff written by one Neil Frisby on this subject of praise. Powerful stuff. In fact, if you've never heard it before, listen to it carefully. If you've heard it before, listen to it again, because I may say some things in between. You know, this is a dynamic subject of praise, he writes. The rewarder of youth. It is the secret place of thunder wherein the Lord answers back. By praising Him often, you will receive honey out of the rock, satisfying your soul, giving you a healthy body. Now, let's think about that for a minute. My goodness, I have never seen a writing on the subject of praise like this one. I mean, there is an anointing on it that almost feels like the Psalms. You know, just wait until you hear all of it. I mean, such power depicting the wonders of praise. Glory to God. You know, he says it's even the secret place of thunder where the Lord answers back. Psalm 81 verse 7 says, you know, when you called upon me in trouble, I delivered thee and answered thee in the place of thunder. And this writing says that place of thunder is in praising the Lord. That's right. That's the place where you praise the Lord. That secret place, my goodness, it is the secret place of thunder. Now listen to some more of this powerful stuff that will rejoice your heart. You know, you say heart. You say, look, praise will drive out infirm spirit and will loosen the bones. It says heart trouble will not overcome you. And if you should have it, it will leave you. And this, all of this comes from praising the Lord. Say, praising the Lord continually will make the heart happy and the body will be joyful in health. Your eyes will sparkle and your vision will be plainer. Hallelujah. It says, by eating lightly and praising him will intensify these things even more. Now, eating lightly is a beautiful thing. That's something that many of us need to learn. Sometimes we eat too much. And Jesus warned against, you know, he said, take care now, lest your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. And that day overtake you unawares. I mean, are you telling me that, you know, people can eat so much that they might even miss the coming of the Lord? Well, be careful now, you know. So, these things are warnings from the Lord, but that's not really our subject today. We're focusing on the subject of praise, you know, but if you eat lightly and praise him more often, well, it will intensify some of these blessings even more. Also, the dullness of ears shall hear sharply. Even your complexion, your hair, and your lips shall take on a beautiful glow. All of these by praising the Lord. And I often like to say, well, Avon and all of these cosmetics, you can't touch this. My goodness. You know, the praising of the Lord will cause even your complexion to take on a beautiful glow. My goodness, your hair, your lips, all of that. Praising the Lord in intervals will drive back all demon powers from you. And you'll have confidence, you'll rest, you'll be in peace. My goodness. By praising him often, you will be covered with a bright Shekinah glory. Whether you can see it all the time or not, you will begin to feel it by the glory of his presence. And demons cannot break through this covering very easily as long as you praise him in confidence. Now let's listen to that again. By praising him often. There's a song we sing on that. He says, when you praise him often, you will be covered with a bright Shekinah glory. I mean, wouldn't you like the glory of the Lord to be around you like a bubble? A bubble. A glory of the Lord all around you. You're walking inside that bubble. And it's like a force field. It's a shield around you. You are inside of it. It's all around you. And he says, you get all of this by praising the Lord. Whether you see it or not, it's there. You go, why? Because Psalm 22 and verse 3 says, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people Israel. So when you praise him and you are constantly praising him, he's going to be very, very close to you because he loves that. Praise draws him in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you praise the Lord, the glory of God will surround you. Praising renews the youth. My goodness. Listen to that. Praising renews the youth. Wow. It renews your strength. It gives more faith and allows the Holy Spirit to speak. That's right. The more you praise the Lord, you know, you've experienced it. You know that. When you are really praising the Lord, Holy Spirit will speak to you in that moment of praise and worship. Praise exalts the Most High and allows his Spirit to flow through, providing a ministry for each of us according as his Spirit wills it in our own life. And say also, prosperity is as close as your lips when you know how to continually praise the Lord. No matter what confronts you, you will win. A kingly anointing will even be present around you. You know, there are many psalms, 150 psalms, you know, and at the end of it all, what do we hear in Psalm 50? He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That's Psalm 150 and verse 6. A person who has the high praises of God in his mouth shall receive knowledge and wisdom, guiding him in his daily affairs and giving him many spiritual highlights in his life. When you humble yourself in praising the Lord, you will be anointed above your fellows. Hallelujah. You will feel and walk like a king, spiritually speaking. If you call it that, the ground will even sing under you. A cloud of love, God's love, will engulf you. You will feel the Lord's hand on your back and on your head, and you will be comforted by the Most High. Well, all of these because you are praising the Lord. Why are there such secrets in praise? Well, because that is the reason why we were created. Is to praise the Lord of hosts. The Lord didn't just create us, ladies and gentlemen, to continually ask him for things. All of that is good, but that's secondary. And you know, that's most of the time the way we pray. Father, give me this. Father, give me that. Lord, do this for me. Lord, do that for me. I mean, most prayers, listen to the prayers of the believers. You know, sometimes that's all we're praying about. You know, it's just all that we can get from the Lord. We don't spend enough time to praise him. You know, but praising him is one of the most important things that we can do. Because it's the Lord created us to do that. When we get into the rhythm of praise, you're going to feel a sweetness of his presence, you know, around you. And the Lord will reveal many secrets to you, even for days after, you know, just from praising. If you really get, and we're not talking of just saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We're not talking of that. We're talking of really getting into the spirit of praise. You know, David said that by praising the Lord and being patient, he was relieved of all his troubles. And you know, his enemies were put to flight too. And like I often said, nobody did the praises of the Lord better than that man David. He knew how to do it. He knew how to call out the high praises of God. I mean, just think about it. He would say things like, the Lord is my help. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my high tower. He is my buckler. He is even my defense. He is my salvation. He is my song. I mean, he would just be talking of the right hand of the Lord. I got in him the victory. The Lord did this. The Lord did that. The Lord is holy in all his ways. I mean, he would just say all these things. I mean, he knew how to call out the praises of the Lord. Behold, saith the Lord God Almighty, praise is the guardian of your soul and a protector of your body. And let's soak that in for a minute. Praise is the guardian of your soul and the protector of your body. You want, you know, your body to be in health, you praise the Lord more often. By praising the Lord early in the morning and late at night, you're going to feel that the Lord will answer you. Find that he will answer you, give you confidence, he'll give you rest from all your anxieties, and so on and so forth. You know, the psalmist, he wrote in Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5, powerful stuff. You know, he said, look, you know, the Lord, he commanded all, everything that's really inside of him to praise the Lord. You know, and that's the thing that we should do from time to time. I mean, this man said, bless the Lord, O my soul. He's commanding his soul to praise the Lord. And all that is within me, he said, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, he's going to tell his soul the reason why. Because the Lord is the one that forgives, he tells his soul, thy iniquities. I mean, can you imagine talking to your own soul? And David did it all the time. My soul, why art thou disquieted within me? You know, hope thou in God, for I shall yet trust in the light of his countenance. I shall rejoice in him. You know, he talked about, look, the Lord is the one that forgives all your iniquities, heals all your diseases. I love that part. Redeemeth my life from destruction and crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfieth my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Therefore will I praise him from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. By praising the Lord, you will see that even salvation comes. Salvation will come, and temptation, my goodness, will depart from you. When you stay in the praises of the Lord, he said, walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. You can renew your strength by praising the Lord. You can renew your youth even, he says here. Like the eagle, you can renew your youth by praising the Lord. Now, here is something for you to think about. There are days, you know, and I've heard it in this room many times. People come on in here. They say, well, I woke up this morning. I was feeling a bit heavy and all of that. And yesterday it seemed fine. But all of a sudden today, it seems like they got off on the wrong side of the bed or something, like people say. You know, and, you know, but that's the time for you to praise the Lord more so than ever. When you don't feel quite like it, that is the time to praise the Lord. When you feel like, you know, I don't know, I mean, your body, everything just doesn't work very well. Listen to this in Psalm 102. When your days, verse 11, feel like the shadow that declineth. You know, this man said, well, my days are like the shadow that declineth. I am withered like the grass. And he began to feel like, look, I mean, I have nothing going on for me here. I mean, at times that you will feel like that. You know, I feel all alone. You know, he says, you know, I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. All of this is in Psalm 102. Say, my days are consumed like the smoke. My bones are burned as an earth. My heart is smitten. You know, this, all these things can happen to you. You feel like that from time to time. You know, that what should you do? He said, you know, by even the reason of my groaning, my bones cleave to me. I just feel all alone. I'm like, you know, I feel like a sparrow that's alone on the housetop, you know. Even my enemies reproach me all day, he said. They are mad against me, are sworn up against me. I've eaten ashes like bread. You know, we talked about that yesterday. God's turning that, those tears of faith anyway, into a harvesting of joy. You know, but, you know, this man, he knew what to do when he feels this way. And here's what he says in this writing. When you feel, when your days feel like this, like what we just read here, you know, you feel like, you know, your days are declining. You don't feel like anything's going on. You feel like the shadow that's declining. You feel withered like the grass. Well, he says, praise him. And he shall refresh you in the breeze of his spirit. The Lord will spread a cloud, you know, a cloud over you. Give you a covering and a fire to give you light in the night. When your enemies see it, my goodness, they will go the other way. They will flee a different, because they can't come into the Shekinah light and glory. Remember, the Lord, he put the pillar of fire between the children of Israel and the raging chariots of Pharaoh and the Egyptian army. They couldn't get through the glory of the Lord. The Lord put the glory between his people and their enemies. Hallelujah. Now, that's what the Lord will do for you. And all of this comes by praising the Lord. You know, there are many places in the Bible that David will say things like, make a joyful noise unto the Lord and rejoice and sing praise. Make a loud noise. You know, I mean, he always commanded the presence of the Lord through praising. You know, praising the Lord. Make a loud noise, rejoice and sing praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. On and on and on and on he goes. Always praising the Lord. And every time the Lord did something for him, he turned around. He said, look, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and the lift out of my head. Anytime the Lord did something for him, he'll come back and he'll praise the Lord. You know, by praising the Lord, you can even enter into the center of God's will. You know, sometimes we don't know what the will of the Lord is for us. Well, God wants us to know his will. Understanding the will of the Lord, the Bible says. You know, so when you think you are confused, praise the Lord some more. And he will bring illumination into your mind. He will guide you daily. It will be like the light of the sun for you in dark places. I mean, Jesus said in John 8 and 12, you know, you will not even walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. The Lord will lead you into new paths, and his revelations will dwell with you along the way. Listen to this. You know, praising is the wine of the Spirit. You know, it incites revelation. You know, it brings hidden revelations. It will illuminate the mind in understanding the Lord's purpose. You know, and the Lord, you know, will exalt even the horn of your ministry, you know, in delivering your friends and your families, you know, and bring salvation to them. There are some secrets that we are told in Psalm 91. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Why is it called secret? I mean, why is it not open to everybody? Well, it is secret because not many people find it. In fact, Jesus one time, he talked about the straight and the narrow way, which few people find, and the, you know, broad way that the populace and everybody rushing into it. There's a secret place which nobody knows. There is a path which no fowl knoweth. You know, there is a secret place which no vulture can enter in. It is called praising the Lord and repeating his word. Now, repeating his word, we've taught it many times in this room. Powerful thing. That's how you do prophetic prayers. You know, anytime I'm on the subject of prophetic prayers, it's all about repeating his word. You see what God has already said in his word, and you repeat it with praising. And when you combine that with praising the Lord, powerful stuff, you know, and all, you know, so many blessings in that Psalm 91. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence and so forth. He will cover you with his feathers. That's like his anointing will be around you. Under his wings or his power will you trust. I mean, you'll be surrounded with his shield and buckler. You will not even be afraid of the terror, you know, by night, or pestilence that walketh in darkness, and all of these things. You know, when you are praising the Lord in confidence, he elevates your spirit. And the soulish realm of doubt, fear, and all of these things will diminish. The Lord will give you confidence. You know, confidence that make you know that even 1,000 may fall, you know, on one side, 10,000 the other way, you know, it would not come near you, because the Lord himself, when you are praising the Lord like that, you give his angels charge over you. And those angels, they themselves are drawn not only to the ones that are commanding the word of the Lord, they are also drawn to a place where the praises of the Lord are. I mean, it's been said that people have seen angels, you know, in the assembly many times during praising the Lord and so forth. And you know, they just appear and all that, you know, because they're drawn to that. They're kind of like the Lord's entourage. The Lord himself, you know, is drawn to, you know, the praises of his people. And beautiful things happen to us. We get all of these by praising the Lord in honestness and with joyfulness. When you praise the Lord more, you'll find out that you yourself, you respect others, and you speak much less about them. You know, things about them won't come, you know, bother you at all. You know, but you, because the Lord will deliver you in satisfaction. It's a good thing to read the Psalms daily and add your own praise unto him. Adding the praise of the Lord part is so beautiful, because he says, sing a new song unto the Lord. New song means it's not one of the Psalms. It's not something you've heard, you know. Sing a new song unto the Lord, you know, and the Lord will give it to you. You'll be in the shower, you'll be on your bed, you'll be driving, you'll be somewhere. You know, when you are in the praises of the Lord, a new song will come. You may not even remember it, you know, but you know, you should, you know, take your phone and record it, because it'll be beautiful. It'll give you a new song. You know, it will give you, it will deliver you in satisfaction. You know, the Lord said concerning David, you know what the Lord said about David? He said, this is a man, you know, after my heart. Why? And the Lord even said that he would choose David's throne to sit upon, you know. And why was all of that? Why did the Lord say that? Well, one of the reasons is when we surround David's throne, you all are going to be praising the Lord. Because David's going to make sure of that. You know, the Lord will make sure. I mean, the Lord chose his throne because David will make sure around the throne. So he can't be around the throne of David without praising the Lord. Because that's what he does. You know, praise is what he does. And his praise, what you do. Can you say, praise is what I do? You know, we play that song many times here. Praise is what I do. The psalmist said in Psalm 34 and verse 1, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. Now, is that at only the good times? No. Is that at all, you know? No. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And look at all these wonders of things, what praise will do to your body, the glory that will be around you, how your eyes will sparkle, how your the complexion of, you know, will be brighter. You know, I mean, how the Lord will renew your youth, all the confidence that he will give you, how he will refresh your spirit, all of these from praising the Lord, you know, in confidence. Well, you know, when you praise the Lord, it is possible that the Lord will even show you things to come. You know, John chapter 16 and verse 13 says, "Then the Spirit of truth comes, you know, he will reveal many things to you. He will show you things to come." One of the things that he will show you to come is the, you know, the answer to your prayer. That's right. You know, it's not just about some prophetic event and something that doesn't even concern you. You know, the Holy Spirit will show you things in your life. It's your personal guide through life. You know, so when you are believing God, say for healing, for a situation that exists today, the Holy Spirit will show you, you know, tomorrow or a few days ahead, how that you are healed and how that thing is not in your body. You see yourself jumping up and down. You see yourself full of life. You see that thing has fallen off. You know, you Holy Spirit will show you that because it's yet to come. He'll show you. And then when he shows you, all of this is when you are praising the Lord. When you are praising the Lord, Holy Spirit can show you those things and you align yourself with what the Holy Spirit is already showing you. It's powerful stuff. It's a quick way to get things, you know, from the Lord. Why was David always so confident? I mean, he would say things like, "The Lord is my light, the light of my salvation. You know, the Lord is this and that. I will not fear. Anybody can gather against me. Nations compass me around with beasts, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. When the Lord is with me," he said, I will be afraid of nothing. Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 27. Begin to say all these things. Well, because he was always praising the Lord. And he knew how to do it. You know, when he was a shepherd boy, he knew how to praise the Lord. He was writing many of those psalms, even when he was in the field, you know, with the sheep. You know, he was writing like Psalm 23. He was writing many things and so on. You know, and he went back to the place. He remembered some of the places by the brook where he wrote some of those songs. So when he faced Goliath, he went right back there. Glory to God. And he remembered how he praised the beauty of the holiness of God. And he took out some stones. And you know the rest of the story. You know, I mean, this man was so, young man, though, was so confident against the lion, so confident against the bear, and so confident against Goliath. And the thing, the secret that David had was in praising the Lord. He praised the Lord so much, I mean, that his whole mind was renewed. I mean, he just understood how great God was. And he knew how God would stand up on his behalf. He's seen it before too, when he would pray, and it wasn't just prayer. He would mingle that with praises. My goodness, he said the Lord was wrath. The Lord stood up. The Lord blasted with his nostrils. The Lord thundered from the heavens. The Lord sent forth, you know, I mean, fire, you know, and coals of fire were lightened, you know, even before him. The Lord sent forth hailstone and storm and, you know, thundered upon my enemies. I mean, can your prayer make God do all those things? Well, absolutely. If your prayer is mingled with high praises. But many times, our prayer is all about, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. You know, that prayer, well, God may do it because of his loving kindness and his tender mercies, but it doesn't move it's not a mover and shaker, if you want to say. If you want mover and shaker kind of prayer, you kick it into high gear of praises. That's what David did. And every time, you know, the Lord would rise up, the Lord would be wrath against his enemies. You know, praise is life. It's our very life. And it prepares us for translating faith and life. Remember, even Peter, he wrote about something different. There's a new order, he said, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He talked about, and he was referring to what God told the children of Israel, you know, in the book of Exodus 19 and verse 5, where we're saying, "I want you to be a kingdom of priests to me if you would keep my voice and do all of these things." But when the Holy Spirit would, you know, bring forth a new version of this thing in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I want you to see how Peter brought it out by the Holy Spirit. Same thing, but a different perspective. This time around, he says, you know, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that's a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a peculiar people. But this time around, it's not about us making sacrifice for sin. It's not about us saying, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, you know. No, what is this new priesthood called to do? Well, he said that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. Now, we know where the priesthood was, you know, for. The priesthood, they stood in the gap, you know, for the people, both for their cleansing, physical cleansing, even if, you know, for lepers and stuff like that. They had to certify that they were cleansed before they can be received back in the assembly. They stood in the gap for prayer, you know, even the high priest, he would offer things and all of these things, you know, for the sins of the people, for himself and the sin. But this new priesthood, Peter says by the Holy Ghost, is not about that. It's about praising the Lord. And you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, the spirit of prayer is fine. But he says you should praise the Lord more often than just pray. Praising the Lord creates more faith. And the answer is quicker in coming. Now, there's a dimension of praise that most people don't know. It is the dimension wherein the Lord whirls and stirs, and where feeling of the Spirit occurs. And look, there are many of you in this room that have experienced that from time to time. The times that you feel most connected to the Holy Spirit is when you're praising the Lord. That's it. You know, you know it. So why don't you do it more often? You know, and even if a fellowship group gathers together and they praise the Lord more often, constantly, then here's what's going to happen. Things, a revival will begin to break forth. Around them, dimension of prophecy will even break forth and things like that. And some of you have experienced it, you know, in the fellowship, you know, when people begin to praise the Lord and that praise gets intense, that's when the glory of God comes down. That's where a lot of things happen. Healing takes place. Miracles begin to ignite. Demons will even cry out, you know, and they will flee. Now, when you praise the Lord like that, even fear and nervousness will travel from you as fast as light. You know, when you're praising the Lord, if you are in a group and you're praising, learning the hour of praise and worship, tongues and interpretations can even break forth. You know, that happens during praise, not during preaching of the word. No, but during praising the Lord is when tongues and interpretations can even break forth. And it will bring a dimension that can strengthen the congregation, you know, because, you know, tongues are interpretation, to bring that for comfort, to strengthen the people, to encourage them and so forth. You know, God will give a word of wisdom. God can give a word of knowledge. God can give, you know, a lot of things through praising the Lord. I mean, your faith will rise. I mean, as all these gifts of the Spirit will begin to rise in you when you know how to praise the Lord. I mean, even the discerning of spirits, you'll be sharper when you know how to praise the Lord. But when you are in that realm of praising the Lord, your senses will become even sharper. You'll begin to be able to even see the angels of the Lord in operation and even demonic activity. God will expose the works of satanic altars when you are even praising the Lord. Praising the Lord is great. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I mean, it is great. The Bible says in Psalm 100, you know, it says, look, let us come before his presence with praise. You know, enter into his courts with thanksgiving and all of that. I mean, how do you just go into the presence of a king, just anyhow. Well, this is the way the psalmist put it in Psalm 100. He said, make a joyful noise before the Lord. Blessed, I mean, in another place, I think Psalm 89, verse 15, he says, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. Praise. In Psalm 33, he talks about praising the Lord is good. You know, it is, I mean, he associates, even in Psalm 33, verse 1, he associates praising the Lord with rejoicing. He said, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely. He's talking about rejoicing. Why is he saying? Because praise is comely. Because he's associating rejoicing with praise. Praising the Lord inspires joy in the heart. You know, he said, praising with a harp, praising with a psaltery, praising with an instrument of 10 songs. Sing unto him a new song. We already talked about that. I'm reading now Psalm 33. He said, play skillfully with a loud noise. I mean, all of these things in praising, I mean, when you do it, it associates it with joy. So anytime you feel a little down, that you could use a little more uplifting, well, kick it into the gear of praise. When you praise the Lord, it brings rejoicing in your heart. There is a way that the Holy Spirit brings that into your heart because, you know, you are blessing the Lord and it draws his presence. And when he draws his presence like that, then you begin to feel a relief. The burdens begin to lift up. He says in Isaiah 61, he talks about the Spirit of the Lord that's upon me to remove the heavy burdens and replace them with garment of praise. Well, if you read that a different way, hallelujah. Read it. Let's read it a different way. You know, let's turn that around. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, Isaiah 61 and verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. If you turn that around, you'll see that the antidote for these things is even being revealed here. When you put on the garment of praise, it will drive away the spirit of heaviness. That's right. If you read that a different way. When you put on, when you are heavy, wake up in the morning, things are kind of clicking and all of that, or maybe during the day things happen and all of a sudden things are no longer clicking. Well, those things, you know, the systems of this world and the things that we go through in this world, the systems of this world, they are designed to drain your joy. You know, that's why the Bible says, you know, Jesus said in John 10 and 10, the devil comes to steal, to kill and destroy. You know, kill your dreams, steal your joy, destroy your life, drain everything you have, you know, but you must recognize that. And when you feel that something is being sapped out of you like that, and the spirit of heaviness is coming in, well, put on the garment of praise. And if you know how to put on that garment of praise, it will lift that spirit of heaviness faster than anything else that you can think of. That's what Isaiah 61 and verse 3 is telling you. And back to Psalm 100. Let's get back to it and read. I'm just going to read through the entire psalm here, because it's a good psalm for us to understand how we approach the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness, he said. Come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. This is how we do it. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Basically, it means thanksgiving opens the gates of the Lord. You know, you have access to the courts of the Lord with praise. That's, read this a different way. You know, it's not like the gates are wide open. Well, they should be, but they are not, because it's a secret place. And most people don't find it. They find the other gate that leads nowhere. But through praising the Lord, targeted praising and thanksgiving to the Lord, you find that it's a key to open the gates that brings you into his presence. That's a beautiful thing. Praising the Lord opens the gates. It's a portal to the presence of the Lord. Praising him, giving him his thanks that are due to his name, and blessing his name. I mean, this is a thing that we should do more often, and it has power. And let me recap some of the things, most of the things I said, I read out of these, you know, writing from Neil Frisby. We call it scrolls. He called it that too. And he numbered them. This was scroll number 70, you know, and I was in the, under the ministry when I moved my family to the United States for 22 years. He's passed on now to be with the Lord. It left us many writings. This is one of them. Powerful stuff. And every time I go back and read this, empower myself about, you know, the powers and the wonders of praise. You can see all the things he talks about. I love this one that says, by praising him often, you will receive honey out of the rock. And even the Shekinah glory of the Lord will be around you. You know, the glory of the Lord, whether you see it or not, and by the times you begin to feel that presence. Sometimes you can feel it, sometimes you can see it, but it's there when you praise the Lord. Honey out of the rock, it will satisfy your soul. My goodness, just praising him in the spirit of, and there is many way, there are many ways that you praise the Lord. You know, sometimes, hallelujah, sometimes gently singing, sometimes shouting the glory and the victory. However it is, you know, just praising the Lord, praising the Lord. And this is the thing, you know, and if you show me somebody that will not praise the Lord, you know, then I'll show you somebody that will not be around the throne of David. Because when you are around that throne of David, you're going to be praising the Lord. And that throne of David is where Jesus said he will sit. Let's get some practice. Praise the Lord in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him every day. Hallelujah. And I love my heritage where I grew up from in Africa, in Nigeria. I love the people there because they know how to praise the Lord. You know, more so than I've seen here in the United States. Well, if you are in a congregation here in the United States and it's interlaced with Africans, you get some of taste of that. You know, we know how to praise the Lord over there. They know how to do it. They can sing one song for an hour. People begin to shout the victory. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, it's like crazy stuff, but it's crazy good, you know, and it brings deliverance. When you've been in the fellowship and you know, you come out of there, you know that you've been in the presence of the Lord because of praising the Lord. We can bring that stuff into our homes too, you know, and people look forward to going to the assembly, into the fellowship. You know, they don't shy away because they always experience something. There's a song that says, there is something that makes me want to come into his presence. What is it? Well, you know, and how do you come? You come, you know, the gate, the key that is in your hand to opening those gates, the key to the gates, the key to his courts, the thing that makes you, you know, he says, look, your gift will make a way before you, you're the king and so on. The thing that makes a way for you is your praise. And that's the key that opens the gates. That's the key that brings you into his presence. You know, and you've seen all, you've heard all the things he can do for your complexion, even for your vision, for your hearing, for your heart, you know, for your body, you know, and so forth. And all these things, confidence he can give you. So let's practice more of praising the Lord. You've seen how the praising, we started with this story of not only Jehoshaphat, but more so the story of Paul and Silas. How they are praising the Lord not only brought deliverance to them, but also to the people around them. And so this is what praising the Lord can do for you in your life and in your family. Powerful stuff. So ladies and gentlemen, that's our lesson today. And you can praise the Lord with your testimonies as well. You know, sometimes, you know, people are not as excitable, you know, in their testifying to the Lord, and they're not as passionate as when they are seeking something from the Lord. You know, 10 lepers say, Lord, have mercy upon us. You know, and he did. And he told them what to do. Go your way. Show yourselves to the priest according to the law of Moses. And as they went, they found they were healed. But 9 of them say, wow, this is great. And they just ran off. One of them looked at him and said, my goodness, I got to go back and give praise to the Lord. And he returned and glorified God with a loud voice. Yes, you know, how many people can actually with a loud voice glorify God after God has done something great for us? You know, sometimes we're not as passionate. But when you do that, Jesus turned around and told the man, you know, yeah, he said, go and be made whole. You know, whole means not just from the leprosy, you know, every whit whole, he said, but everything else that may have been inside of you gone. Well, we don't know, you know, if those other people were able to keep their healing and everything else in their body to be healed. But this man, one man that returned, he got it all. Every week whole. You know, so let's learn how to praise the Lord. And I want to hear some testimonies of God has been doing for you lately. Even yesterday in the room, powerful stuff. You know, and that the Lord already begin to wipe away your tears. Did he already begin to show you the glimmer of the harvest of joy? Well, you know, let's hear it. Give a praise, give a shout out, you know, and let's glorify the Lord together this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us this understanding and help us to practice it and enrich our lives with the presence of God through praising the Lord. And the things that we have read here this morning, you know, may we understand as we bring the application of praises into our lives, that these things are ours and they will overtake us. They will come to us as benefits, as the amazing wonders of praise in our lives. Giving the praise and glory to the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.